Joshua 1:9, Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. If you read the three verses before this verse, it gives the same instruction twice, to be strong and courageous. And the promise that the Lord gives in turn for not turning away from his ways but to make our moves forward in the path of righteousness, Jesus as the way, is prosperity, his favor that we will prosper in all of our efforts, achieving a good outcome. The Lord will be with us until we overcome all the trouble in our ways that stops us from being prosperous. Thus, the Lord is not against prosperity and he wants us to prosper. I really find it ridiculous when people condemn only for having money, and the value of the money that I will have is not that like Elon Musk. Well, there was a reason why they didn't like me having the money, they did not want me to marry their sons, and money is not going to be the deciding factor in my life. My parents were never in search of these Indian men, and those who wished for a good companion for me also never spoke of these Indian men. Then I realized it was not merely their sons that they feared but more of, as such, the emotions of a woman, a sort of jealousy that I will not understand but is common among women and is of biological inheritance as competitiveness for choosing the best men as their potential mate so that they will get the best genes, which when humans indulge is called eugenics, and above all, they had a sort of emotion that they desired someone of their choice named Indian for gratifying their superiority. Complex emotions. But that is not the whole case scenario because it is a bit complex as they are wanting to reduce superior genes in my progeny by making the choice of the mate inwardly but outwardly portray as wanting to make themselves superior. So, their Indian is a double-edged eugenics proposal. Well, in the end, the Lord does not stop us from being prosperous, and no matter how much we suffer now, by walking and keeping walking in the way of Jesus, despite the number of falls and stumble blocks on the way, he has promised to lead us towards prosperity.